This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Matthew from the DBCC, and I am here with Sophie Clark. I'm just going to ask you a few questions, hoping to get an insight into how you've got such great results. So if you could just please introduce yourself. How old are you, and how long have you been at the DBCC?
Hi, I'm Sophie. I'm 23 years old, and I've been with the DBCC since January.
Fantastic. So, what difficulties did you have prior to the DBCC? As I'm sure there are literally thousands of people who find themselves in the same position as you are.
I think one of my biggest ones was my own motivation. Not knowing what to do at the gym was hard to make myself carry on going. I just used to go and kind of dawdle a bit. And then actually the other one was knowing what to do at the gym, just what I would do the same things over and over again, which then I'd just get bored of doing.
So you get to the gym,
yeah,
and then sort of you have the routine, but then you kind of get bored of it,
yeah,
and kind of fall out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. So, Sophie, if you could just tell me what results you have got since you've been at the DBCC.
Since joining the DBCC, I have lost 12 pounds of body fat.
That's fantastic. Good for you. Well done. So how does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel great.
Especially
recently, I think more people have been noticing that I've lost weight, and they've kind of been asking how I've done it, and obviously being quite strict with myself at coming here has really helped, and so I just feel a lot better within myself for it.
Good. Fantastic. So what were your struggles with weight loss before DBCC?
My diet. I just kind of used to eat whatever I wanted when I wanted. And then as well having the motivation to actually go to the gym and keep going at it for a decent workout.
Okay, fantastic. So so when you were losing weight previously, like you said, you tried other diets and exercise as well. Did you make any progress in your weight loss, and do you feel it was through exercise or nutrition or a combination of the two?
In all honesty, I think I was going to the gym, but because I didn't have that motivation, I never really shifted much weight. I mean, I felt better within myself while going to the gym and just doing a bit of exercise, but I never really took into consideration the food I was eating. Right. So I was exercising but not eating right, so it just wasn't really working.
Okay, fair enough. So you said that your diet was an issue previously when trying to lose weight. Have you tried or done any diets as such before?
Not really. I suppose I've tried like cutting out carbs completely and cutting out different foods, but I just found myself craving that food even more because I'd cut it out.
Right.
And it didn't work because then I'd just kind of binge on the food that I'd tried to cut out, so it just was pointless.
Oh, fantastic. So how have you found the metabolic damage solution different?
I found it really difficult to start with because, again, it's cutting out those foods that normally, especially with my job, the quickest things to get are the foods that aren't really that healthy for you.
Absolutely.
And it did take me a while to get into the routine, but I do think that because my dad obviously did it with me, we both stuck at the diet together when we would cook together, and I even, my TA at work has got on with the diet with me, so now we make lunches at work for each other.
Fantastic.
So we take it in turns to make lunch for each other, and it sticks to what she knows that I can eat, so that's worked really well.
Brilliant, that's good.
Yeah.
Good from you guys. So what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
I get up and I actually have breakfast, which was a massive thing for me because I never used to eat breakfast. I also make sure that I have a lunch now as well. So by sharing our lunches, because I know that I have to prep somebody else's lunch, then I eat.
It's motivation to do that. Okay, good.
And to make sure that they have their healthy lunch as well. And just coming to the gym, like doing it like 4 times a week, and it just gives me so much more energy. I could easily go home and have a nap, but when I come to the gym, it gives me that energy to carry on going.
Fantastic. So do you have any specific tips with regards to nutrition or exercise that you feel you could share with anyone who's listening trying to lose weight?
I think it was trying to find things that really work well for you. I mean, I got a cookbook that it obviously didn't stick completely to what the diet was here, but I kind of found substitutes for things that I was missing. So I quite often eat buckwheat, and I make buckwheat pancakes, which is they're wheat-free and gluten-free.
Yes,
And then I just have them with a salad and put like mushrooms in them, which is really tasty, and it just it fills me up. So I've kind of found substitutes for the things that I can't have,
mm-hmm.
but finding a healthy substitute for it.
Good. So making better food choices overall. That's perfect. Good from you.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any final words you want to say about the DVCC or your experience?
I just think that it's been a great start for me, actually getting back into exercise and wanting to lose the weight and carrying on the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partly obviously to me for doing it, but for you guys here as well, by keeping the sessions all different, that it keeps me interested and I want to come. So it's been good.
Oh, well, glad you're enjoying it. Thank you very much, Sophie. Hope you guys found this interview helpful. Please comment below with any questions and we will get back to you. This is Matthew from DVCC Northampton. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.